When you can develop an unstoppable mindset, it doesn't matter what life throws your way, you're going to be able to overcome it and you're going to be able to find and achieve success. Let's dive into today's episode. What is going on, friends? Welcome to the next episode of the Fit and Healthy Sioux Falls podcast. I am so glad that you took this time out of your day, or maybe you're taking this time during your day to join me so that we, you and I, can talk about how to develop an unstoppable mindset. You see, there's something about the mind, and I don't think that it was a mistake that God put our mind at the top of our head or at the top of our body, because the truth of it is that all great things trickle down. And so if we can really work to develop this mind at the top of our body, to just be unstoppable, to be able to take all that life throws at us and then use it for the greater good of reaching our goals, friend, you are going to become unstoppable. So I've got 5 tips. I used my handy dandy phone notes to be able to write them down so I can share them with you, because I got 5 tips. And then I've got really 5 from those tips, 5 ways that they help, and then also 5 ways that you can implement these tips into your life. So let's kind of start off with tip number 1, and that is to set clear goals, right? So many times we set a goal that isn't very clear. It's just like something that we think or we wish or we desire, but we don't really have clear reasoning why or clear reasons on how or what it looks like when we accomplish that goal. And so what this does is when we set a clear goal, is it provides motivation and then also direction. A lot of times when I see someone set a goal, they don't set it clear enough. And so what it does is it just provides one of the two, either motivation or direction, but it doesn't provide both. When you can set clear goals, that goal should be able to provide motivation and it should also provide direction. And so kind of here's how you can put it into practice and really write down specific and then achievable goals. And then the thing is with a deadline, put a deadline on it. A lot of times I see people write these goals and they don't have a deadline. That deadline is going to create kind of momentum and motivation because, hey, every single second, the clock is ticking, baby. And if we have a deadline by when we want to achieve this goal, we are going to be working harder and working faster towards achieving that goal. Let's dive into our second tip. Teep is like, you know, a different kind of tip. It's like a really in-depth tip. So we're going with the teep. We're going to go with the second tip, which is embrace failure as growth opportunities. Embrace failure as growth opportunities. A lot of times, and I'm going to raise my hand because I have also been guilty of this, but I have looked at failure as a setback. And it's not a setback. It is a learning opportunity for you to understand what worked and what didn't work and how you can make it better. I want you to foster resilience and learning, right? So when you fail at something, I want you to not let it hold you back at all. You have to get resistant to stopping when failure comes your way. You have to be able to have failure hit you and realize that it's just a roadblock. It's just a stepping stone. It's just a learning block that's been placed into your life. And then how I want you to really put this and practice this is I want you to reflect on lessons learned from setbacks. A lot of times when you're going through a struggle, we have a hard time looking out into the future of how this is going to help us. But a lot of times, if you're now through that struggle, you can then take time, look back at that struggle, and be able to pick out different learning opportunities from that failure. So I want you to take time and I want you to reflect on the lessons that you have learned from different setbacks that you have gone through. Our third tip, I want you to cultivate a positive mindset. That's what we're talking about right now, is the unstoppable mindset, developing that unstoppable mindset. So how do we cultivate a positive mindset, and what does that do for us? So what it does for us is it just increases our optimism that we look at life with, because we've all heard about the optimist or the pessimist and looking at life or a glass, you know, either half full or half empty. And if you can start to look at things with more of an optimistic outcome, you are going to start to be able to have more grit and more grind and more go when it comes to achieving the goals that you have. So how do we put this into practice? And this is it. You're going to practice gratitude and positive self-talk every single day. Now, a lot of times every day, the days go by and we get wrapped up and caught up in what's going on now. And we don't take time to just maybe grab a notebook or grab even a half hour on your calendar and just block it off. We tend to use our calendar, and if it's not blocked off, it doesn't get done. And so if you can put it on your calendar, hey, I'm going to take 10 minutes every day. Ideally, it'd be the same time every day, but if that doesn't work for you, find 10, 15 minutes that you can put it on your calendar. And just put on your calendar a little self-meeting, reflect. And then when you're reflecting on that, take time for positivity and gratitude. What are the things that you're grateful for? A couple weeks ago at Fitbody, we do a theme of the week. And the theme of the week was changing the thought process of have to get to. And when you can start implementing get to into your vocabulary, when you have certain thoughts and into your thought process, you start to have more gratitude in life, because you're like, man, I get to do this. I was at SME, which is Sales and Marketing Executives. This would have been our March meeting. And we had a gentleman come in and do a talk and a presentation. And I don't know the exact name of the gentleman he was talking about, but it was Nick and then M something. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it because I will just ruin it. But it was Nick M. And Nick M is a motivational speaker. And you may have even seen him before, because I've seen different motivational talks that he's given or different talks that he's done. And this guy was born without any limbs, no arms, no legs. He's got a body, and then he's got one foot-like looking appendage that kind of comes out from his body. And other than that, he has to always take with him a caregiver everywhere that he goes. And what this gentleman that was speaking at the SME meeting was talking about was how grateful he is for his own arms and his own legs, but he didn't realize how grateful he was for his own arms and his own legs until he actually got to sit down with Nick and realize that he'd been taking his own arms and his own legs for granted for so long. Because Nick, if he has to go to the restroom, he has to have his caregiver come with him. If he has to get dressed, he has to have his caregiver come with him. If Nick wants to get a drink of water, he has to have his caregiver give him a drink of water. And when you start to realize, man, we look at so many of our things that happen to us in life and our situations that we go through in life with that have to mentality. And it's like, no, we need to stop, because we get to X, Y, or Z, whatever it is. Right now, right here, I get to be on this podcast with you, delivering the value to you. And I get to be doing that. I don't have to, I get to. And you don't have to be listening to this, you get to listen to this. And so whatever you have coming up next in your day, I want you to really work on fostering a positive mindset, which is going to deliver an unstoppable mindset to you, by realizing that you have the choice to have gratitude in your life. Let's go on to our next tip. Our next tip is surround yourself with supportive people. Surround yourself with supportive people. And I feel like this is something that we forget to realize, that we get to pick who we surround ourselves with. Sometimes we end up just kind of going with the flow. And next thing, before you know, you're surrounded by people that aren't that positive. They're not pushing you towards the outcome that you desire in life, because we all go through life and change through life at different times. Very rarely do we have the certain set of friends that we had in high school or college go through life with them where we all end up changing and desiring and wanting the same outcomes in life at the same time. And when your desires and outcomes that you want in life change or differ from the group of people that you're surrounded with, well, it's time to then edit your relationships, right? So when you surround yourself by positive people that encourage and support you, what that does is it provides encouragement and an outside perspective of like continual support, like keep on going. I'm proud of you. I believe in you. I know you have what it takes. And when you have those type of words being spoken into your life, come on, you can't help but succeed, because people believe in you and they want to see you win. And so then that then goes internally inside of us. And then we start to believe in ourselves and also want to see ourselves win. So engage with and think of mentors that you have in your life or peers that provide a supportive community. So I want you to think again, when you have that 10 or 15 minute slot on your calendar every single day that just title it reflect, you can look at any one of these things. Start to reflect on who are the people in your life that provide positive support and encouragement for you on your goals. I want you to take some time and think about that. Because when you can think about those people, then what happens is you start to seek out those people more. Where can I start to get in to those groups more? Or how can I invite those people into my life more? So we're going to move on though to the last tip of really developing an unstoppable mind. And this one is huge. It's take action consistently. Take action consistently, not just sometimes, but every single day on a consistent basis, take action. Because what that does is it builds momentum and it also builds confidence, because you are taking action. What this can look like is by breaking tasks into smaller, manageable steps that you can take on a daily basis. Because a lot of times we set these big goals or these big desires, and what we think we need to do to achieve them is such a big step or such a big task that we then don't do anything, because it's like, well, I can't do all of that right now, so I'm not. But if you start to cultivate this mindset of taking action consistently on a daily basis, then what you do is you take those bigger goals and you break them down into smaller action steps, and you just start chipping away by taking little steps. Because you got to remember this, friend, every step forward is in fact that, a step forward. And a lot of times I think we're looking to have leaps, jumps, and bounds. But what if we stopped looking at the leaps, the jumps, and the bounds, and we just started looking at the steps? If today I can take one step, and tomorrow I can take one step, in 5 days from now, I'll be 5 steps closer to achieving the goals that I have. And so I want you to understand that you are capable of achieving success. You have to understand though that your mind is a very powerful organism in your body that's either going to help push you forward or stop you in your tracks. Now, I'm shooting this episode on what is the Monday after when we were supposed to get all that snow. And as I'm shooting it right now, it is in fact snowing, but we were all under the expectation that we were going to get 6 to 12 to, hey, like normal, anywhere from 1 to 120 inches of snow is kind of how, you know, Sioux Falls goes. But we are all under this expectation that we are going to get all this snow. And there was talk that school was already going to be called off for Monday, and this was on Friday. And what I feel like happened, because it's funny, I drive by a couple different gyms from my house, which is on 26th and Highway 11 area, And I drive down 26th Street, and then I head over to, and I normally work out at our central location. And as I was driving by, I see these different gyms, and I pass by a Burn, I pass by a Great Life, I pass by, what else do I pass by? There's a couple other ones, but those are the two specifically that stick out to me. And then I pull into Fitbody. And what's funny is Burn's parking lot, Great Life's parking lot, and then Fitbody's parking lot were all, I would say, slim pickings compared to what they would normally be on a Monday. And I have reason to believe, and now, granted, right now shooting this episode, it is snowing, but it did not start snowing until about, I don't know, 8:30, 8:15, 8:30. It was raining up until then. But because on Friday and then all over the weekend, there was this mentality of or thought process of we're going to get all this snow, I feel that a lot of individuals, and maybe you're one of them, and I'm nothing bad about it, but I'm just bringing awareness to you, is that many individuals already made up their mind that, hey, we're having a snow day on Monday. So, hey, I'm not going to go to the gym Monday morning like I normally would. Hey, I'm not going to set my alarm because I'm counting on a snow day. And then when this snow day didn't come, your mindset was already made up. So what if you already made up your mind that you're going to succeed? What if you already made up your mind that you're going to achieve success? And that is how you develop an unstoppable mindset, is that you, before any situations, obstacles, or anything that might veer you off track comes up in life, you decide that I'm going to succeed. No matter what, I'm going to do what it takes to achieve the goals that I have, and I'm not going to let the outside influences that happen in my life dictate the results that I'm after, because I've decided that I'm going to succeed. And so I want you to right now, while you're watching this clip or this episode, or you're listening to it, I want you to decide in your mind, make up your mind that you're going to succeed. And then use these five tips to help you get there. And let's just run through them here, 1 through 5. Number one, set clear goals. They should provide motivation, direction, and a deadline. Number two, embrace failure as a growth opportunity. I want you to take time looking at different setbacks that you've encountered and what did you learn going through those. Number three, cultivate that positive mindset by taking time daily for gratitude. What are the things that you're grateful for? Because those are the things that are going to bring positivity into your life. Number four, surround yourself by positive and supportive people. Take time to figure out who are you acquainted with, who's in your life that you could look up to as a mentor or have in your life as a mentor, and then figure out how can I get around that person more. And then number five, take action consistently. Make it up in your mind right now. Decide that you're going to be successful. And then no matter what comes your way, take action towards achieving the goals, the desires, and the dreams that you have. Because friend, let me tell you this, and you better believe it, you are worth it. Now go out there and crush your day. Do it with a smile, feeling good about who you are, and know that anything you put your mind to, that you decide you're going to achieve, you're going to do it. I know you will. So go out there and make it happen. Hey, like, subscribe, share this episode, because the Fit and Healthy Sioux Falls podcast is all about providing mindset, motivation, health and fitness tips that are going to help you and your friends on your health and fitness journey and through life. So again, do me that favor, like, subscribe, and share this episode, and we will catch you on the next episode of the Fit and Healthy Sioux Falls podcast. Bye, friend. Peace.